those who like it. In that book is, you see, the first part and not what I say. The biographical section that is there is the thing that is attractive to the people.
And yeah, what is
not what I am saying so much.
Yes. Even YMK has wrote
the
pair of
the unfortunate part about it. YMK, if you have read that, he has written in Vayavani. You haven't seen that.
What is this?
No, he explains about that.
So that means everybody is interested.
Only
in the biological thing that has happened.
Biographical sketch.
Biographical is more
interested in that section than the rest of it. Especially when I deal with politics, they close it. You know, Einstein, this, that, and the other, my interview with this.
Scientific researches. Or about psychology, or about religious.
Or Krishnamurti. They don't like it.
See, anything he
says. The expression of it irritates. Yes.
And see, whatever is tries to do.
You see, it is not the state that is important. You are interested in that. I was also interested in that. Whether I am a realized man or not. Whether I am an enlightened man or not. Whether I am a Jivan Mukta or not, you have no way of knowing. If you accept me, it's because of your tradition and you are projecting it on you. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, my state is not important. But I don't know whether he is a God man or not a God man, Krishnamurti is a transformed man or not. That doesn't interest me. The abstraction of his state. He is objectionable to me because he is putting it, you see, giving you some hope that there is something that you can do. You know? It is that I am attacking, not, you see, the man, not in his state. I have no interest in calling him a phony. But the teaching is the phony below. This distinction they miss. Sometimes I have to hammer and say some harsh words about it. To hit them hard. So you are trying to separate the two. I am not separating the two. If the teaching goes, the teacher also goes too.
You are 100% sure.
Sir,
there is nothing that you can do to have that state.
100%.
Huh?
1000%. Your Upanishads.
There is nothing that you can do.
Nothing that you can do. Anything.
No effort of yours can be.
No.
At least to help you to do that.
No. Sorry. The goal has
that to is the difference between you and me.
The goal has to be knocked off.
Fundamental difference.
Nothing that can be done. You will think that
is
you
a
can
total
do.
Difference.
If you think that you can do, show me. One example in the history of mankind. All those people who thought, made you believe that there is a way. No.
Ramana had his own way.
Ramakrishna
had his own way. What
way?
Aurobindo had
his own way. Where are the Ramakrishnas?
Only
one
person.
No, that's not enough for me.
No.
Ramakrishna must
be. It is not a reproductive thing.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It's not a reproductive
thing. Not at all.
Each one has got his way. That's the method. What I'm
saying. Don't say each one.
Ramakrishna method may not be suitable to me. But there is a method.
No, it was suitable only for him. No, it was suitable only for him. And if he says that it is useful for you,
then
it will make you to another Sri Ramakrishna. That is the thing that must be attacked.
That's all. But there is no method at all.
There is no method, obviously. Where is the method?
Each one has got his own method.
My method. That's all that I am saying. My method.
Each one
has got his own way.
No, how can you have your own method unless you free yourself from all the other
methods? That is correct.
It's not possible.
Yes.
You can't be your own.
Another way, another man's way is not your way. That is all.
There is no, you see, then there is no way.
Sir, there is a confusion here.
No confusion,
so
sir.
What he says is,
No, listen to me. You see, those ways, paths have not helped you so far.
Yeah, agree.
So you cannot have your own path as long as you think that that path is going to help you. And that path is going to help you only tomorrow, not now. It has not helped you so far, and what keeps you going, and what keeps you trying one or the other, and another one, another one, another one, is the hope. The hope is the path.
Yes.
The hope is the path. Yes.
Hope itself is the path.
Whether it is his or mine or somebody else's.
Yes.
Huh? I don't know.
Yes.
So this is all that I am pointing out. I have no illusion that I can make another Eugene impossible. Why should you be me?
Exactly.
You can't be also.
You can't be me. Because you have no idea at all, you see, of my background at all.
Or
every event in my life, everything, you see, pushed me in that direction. So you, what are you doing? You haven't done anything. Why do you expect this miracle to happen to you? What have you done? Only rub this the book, that is not going to help him. The dot on his face is not going
to help him. Something has to be done to go.
You have not done anything. No,
no, whatever it is. I may not have done so much.
No,
but there is something has to be done.
No.
Touch with that.
No, not that. It is
not that way.
That's not the way. He's translating it. If you have done anything, anything, on any of your
on the light.
Any of the chosen paths of yours, then you will understand what I am saying. You haven't done anything there. Either the Ramakrishna way, or the Buddha way, or Sankara's way, you are just mechanically repeating those phrases, words, they are all empty. It never strikes you. If you have done really, that is why I tell all these people,
so some of them are necessary.
Those who have followed Rajani and done some meditation like you see Mahesh and then Goldie, 8 years, Dinesh and Arhat, those people can sense, you see, what I am saying because
they
have done a lot of homework. They know in a way why they are stuck, where they are stuck. I like them. I like a real man who has done sadhana. Now, I am not against sadhana in the sense that they are stuck somewhere, they are struggling, you see, to get out of the trap. I am not helping them to get out of the trap. I am just pointing out there is no way that you can get out of the trap. You don't even feel that you are trapped. You see, so what I have against the old man is that they are all empty words, empty phrases. They just repeat. They haven't done anything with those words even. Ridiculous. They are very irritating. That's all. Irritation is all that is there. It's because they have memorized all these words and feel superior to all the traditional. They are worse than the traditional. Traditional man is a hope, but not the followers of me. That's why I am emphasizing. You can listen to the chappie for 100 years, 1,000 years. Nothing is going to happen.
But I praise everyone.
Especially to Jai Vishnu, because he's a new thing. You think he's the man who has come to save the world. He felt that way until the end, and he made everybody feel that way. Another chap in the history of mankind was a bastard Buddha. Same thing.
Sir,
same thing here.
The very words you are saying, somebody is going to say about you.
I will be most happy if you are nobody. He can't say anything. You see, nobody can say anything. Nobody can touch anything that existed before me. You have a chance. You are the only one that can make this obsolete. I have not chosen you. Except anyone who hits, who touches life any time after me is the one who can make this obsolete. Nobody else that existed before. That's why I told many people, Vishnumurti want to be here in 2 minutes, I would silence them. I would have silenced him in 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes, 2 seconds. But such a thing never happened. He knew that he would be silenced. Not this words now. If you say but, you see, you have not made it, but you go. But we have to do the mankind, the house is a long time ago, I told you. In 1953, the house is on fire, sir.
So Bhishma says, but
throw more gasoline and burn it down complete. Then you see out of the ashes something can happen. But nothing can be done by saving this house from that fire.
Don't put water. Don't put water.
Well, no, gasoline. No water is no good. Water turns into gasoline. What are you saying, sir?
So what are you, sir? What are you saying? Yeah, what are you?
He has nothing to say. He has not done anything.
No, yes,
listen, yes. Listen, let's be honest.
He was the careful sir.
So Raman, you see, he has not done anything.
What do you want?
He wasted all his life.
You can be
a good man in memory, interpreting it. Nothing, he has not done anything. He has not tested anything in his life. In relationship with himself. Where am I? In relationship with him. Why is it falsifying me? It falsifies you. It is false as far as whether even what I am saying next moment, it is not the truth for me. That's the reason why I say that book must be torn upon, thrown out.
Your own book.
Previous sentence.
Previous sentence.
Previous sentence.
Just a minute back what you have spoken.
Because it's dead already. It's not living. It is more living than those words, the third great man's words. Because they have come out of the living quality of the energy. That's the one, that is what touches people. Otherwise, intellectually, there are more superior intellects in this world who can sway you. See, the path becomes important as long as you have a goal. When the goal goes, the path goes. So you are not interested in questioning the goal.
Because that goes in there
thinking. This path goes along you.
Yes, I know to this. I am frightened like you.
Because that goal is you. You talk as if it is that tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Here. Here and now. Now there is no goal. Goal is only tomorrow, not now. I don't have to do a thing, sir. It is a self-activating mechanism there.
Now we hear Brahmachari Swami. Now what are you going to say?
What he wants to say.
You have heard now.
All that is an all.
Still you want to hear.
Where is the God? But something behind it touches you, then you must go to the government touches you.
Yeah, I agree.
Sir, this is a machine that Sibili I gave. He's not interested in destroying anybody, killing anybody, saving anybody. He's just there.
So put the bullet and get yourself shot.
There is any movement there. You see, like the self-voice activated, any sound anywhere there, this machine can start shooting. You are ducking. Why?
I dare not
because of the path.
I dare not face opposite.
I don't care what he says, but what is there, man? What the hell you are talking? You can't face it, you see. So you duck. Doesn't matter. It's not interested in shooting. Huh? I'm not interested. I'm not interested in taking anybody away from anyone.
But sir, do you realize that
Gopinath? Rajanish can have the whole world for him, sir.
But never allow him to have it. Only statement went there.
No, I mean it. What do you mean I don't allow him? Come on. You think I care for all this? They know very well.
Sir, if that is not there, you would not have bothered of going to Pune, staying for the and basking your Rajanish. Creating a trouble, getting into a bank lines, and then we thought some two groups go to fight each other.
Where?
In Pune.
Well, he was not there at the time when I went.
He was not there.
He was dead there.
And his secretary came and all that.
It was dead. When his devotee, the singing devotee came, it was too much. He sent for her. Haru or some woman who used to sing. She came and sang, sitting at my feet. That was too much.
Where? In Pune?
In Pune. She sat at my
feet. Kiran house.
Kiran Bhai's house. That was too much for him, so immediately sent for her. From the United States.
Somebody reported, I think.
Somebody reported.
It's not intelligence abuse.
Now he tried so hard to get Vinod Khanna back. Vinod Khanna wants to hold a press conference now. That is his political game. I'm not interested in that. I don't want. That's what I told my head. You see, tell the whole world that how UG saved from Rajneesh. That how UG helped him to be what he is today. He's still crazy. So he wants to use me.
Who?
This Vinod Khanna. Although he has signed several claims, he's not there. He's crazy.
Really, I know.
You see? So now he wants to impress the producers that he's all right.
Yes.
And so he wants to hold a press conference. And then not only write to the magazines that how UG has saved him from, you see, Rajesh. He's telling already, you see, I have nothing to do with him, I will not have anything to do with him. All that is, you see, is a political build-up for his career. That's all. He's mad.
But Rajneesh is still after him?
He's after him.
I see.
So that is why, you see, he wants to know what UG is doing. What is. He invited Mahesh. The fact that he invited Mahesh, who was responsible for the whole debacle, means that all of us are not there. He wanted to use Mahesh. Mahesh didn't fall for that. You allow me to take record everything you say, then I will write about it. Otherwise, no, it's.
Other than you exactly said.
He also took three people with him.
Witnesses. Then he's not prepared to go.
No, he was crying, breaking down, you see, mad, he says. He felt as if he was in the room, same room with Parveen Babu. That was the way he described the situation with the village. Crying, breaking down. I'm finished, you see. Still trying to be like a failure in life, trying to go back, you know, has been. What can these people do, sir? They don't have any talent. They will either have to become beggars or thieves. Otherwise, they cannot survive in this world.
These gurus.
Yes. Who gets from the top? Now you see this Narayan's wife is trying for a job, Shakuntala, in England. She worked for 12 years in Krishnamurti's school. She cannot get a job because she was a teacher in Krishnamurti's school. That's
not Hyderabad
Narayan. You're not Hyderabad Narayan. Krishnamurti's nephew. You see, it's Narayan. Krishnamurti's nephew's wife. She worked for 12 years. She very badly wants a job in England. She cannot get a teacher's job anywhere else. She told me this time, last time when I was there. She came to Brighton. She came here one day to solve it. She says, I cannot get a job because the training experience I have in Krishnamurti school is a positive disqualification. No. All those who cannot make a living anywhere else are the ones who are drawn to this school. In the name of idealism, Ramakrishna school, Vivekananda colleges, all idealist schools, they cannot survive there. So these are all, you see, waiting for an opportunity to get a better thing than go. Like Prakash, Yoshi, all these people, you know. Navaraj? Huh? Yes, they were there, not to say, you see, they didn't have a job. Brahmachari ji.
Sir. Yes, sir. ಕಟ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ಟ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಟ್ವಿಟರ್
Why do you say that these statements are not acceptable?
Yes, because they are in contrary to the statements of sages and saints in the traditional method. And many times it is in contrary to what I have heard, read and learned. And also with little, what little experience I have got. With that it is totally contrary. Therefore, I can't accept it.
Say the same thing you say many times.
But such statements remains nowhere. No? Actually it depicts the statement of Upanishads. Particularly Gaudapada and the Bhashya of Shankara certain statements. He says there is nothing other than yourself. No, there is no force outside of man. And God is only a creature of the man. It's the first step of his own virtue. See that he has made statements. And then, no saint or sage has made a statement. There's nothing God thinks about morality. That doesn't mean immorality is immoral. And says it's immoral. That is dharma and adharma. Satya and anuruddha. Above that is what is people are saying. It's that. In that way, he puts it in indirect. And then, first thing he says, whenever one comes in mind, asks him, you have no chance, he says. Because that man is always depending on outside agency for help. So he wants him to understand there is no outside agency to help you. Whatever you are seeking is within you only. And you must treat your natural state. Any attempt to achieve that is distorting and keeping, taking you away from the impact. That's one important step. This runs in line with the mission statement.
You have no conflict there.
Then, that point.
You agree in total.
In total, at that point.
So in which,
that's why I cannot deny in total.
Yes, in which area you don't agree?
You understand? See, a man in that stage, how can he have such a powerful tongue? How can he speak ill of others? How can he condemn others? Because a man sees his own level, isn't it? So he sees everyone as himself. Then that means he is condemning himself.
He is condemning himself. Many times he
is condemning. No, condemning others like that and being harsh, violent, rash. And sometimes will push them, and always some many times only talks of sex and nothing else.
And really avoid it. Sometimes.
And this violence, and it looks as if no. That is not
important.
No, those only saints have done that. Not a man who calls himself a sage. Never. He never talks of sex or anything other than that. One thing, you know, those sages never came in the way of any man doing anything. They allowed him to do his own work. Same thing is like.
Yeah,
he never interfered. They said, I cannot totally deny.
No, he may be, his words may be stronger.
Perhaps, very violent.
Those people might have used more vulgar and stronger words which are not being recorded. Now, unfortunately, you are seeing him using those words. So we come to the conclusion that he is more.
See, there are so many recently, in 200 years, that people like you were very careful and close to those people, and they are not left in any world of the undercover. So, as such, you know, it has really made such statements, condemning everyone.
In your own times.
Now, perhaps,
recent times.
You know, his idea was to prevent your dependence on anybody. That might be his object. In condemning others, it's a thing. Because you're attached so much to him. You know? Unless you're hit hard, it doesn't break. It's a hard nut to crack. So, only beating is a hammer in the same. With that idea, he might be doing it. But it's difficult to take it like that.
But, Ramacharaji, I don't think that this is the only reason why you don't accept this statement. Because he's using a stronger word.
No, not only that. Hammer is his way of living. Sometimes it's so simple. Sometimes it's very childlike. And other times boisterous. No one can even be steady at him. You see that Ramanathra came, there he said, come on, and I brought him. The moment he came here, he was bombarded like anything. Next day he has to leave this place, he wanted to stay for 1 week. I don't know, so suddenly, so unpredictable nature.
That is one of the same Sufis as Asplas have said that the man in the state will have the uncomfortable nature.
No,
he will never be predictable.
Okay. You can stay with him, you can be with him, but not like this. You don't know next moment whether a kick or kiss. That's the trouble.
Yeah, that is
That's not a common thing.
Come
on, sir, what do you say about the sadhana aspect?
Yes.
Everybody want to include your astrologer.
Astrologer, I mean, first
yes,
man.
Yes.
No, my brother is surprised.
Yeah.
How you are running parallel and how you and they say by going to your astrology, your spirituality, and your spiritual practices and all that. But I told them that the external show is not for me. But it's really internally I'm facing it. So they could not take it. There are sometimes, but whenever you come, you say, not like a man. I said, no, I like him. I like the person. One reason is, he has made me not depend on any of these saints and sages. Understand, as a pastor, the solar association, as a pastor, she gives me. And there's a good way to take it. And now I feel so happy. So I think I'm broke. So take things as they come. Never problems. Yeah. No things that won't stay. No worry. No
problems. No he's even responsible.
No, anyway, he has a
kind of
you trust the person. Find out what I'm doing. How far is it those things that has been how far is it right?
So the tradition has not helped you.
No, it has helped me.
Yes.
To such an extent,
that is not making such a person.
Will help you to trust me. Hey! That is it. To understand some good points, at least.
Yes.
It has helped. Not.
So, having understood now, what do you think is the use of tradition to you?
The first thing is to understand yourself. And to understand what the man is.
Now, you say that you can't accept him because he says there is no basis for any sadhana.
No, see, in Chandogya, I can't accept him. There is no purpose. In Chandogya, he has put it. Shrotriyam Brahmanastamiva Upachya. He is not a Shrotriya. That's 100%. He might be a Brahmanista, which I can't say. Because only a Brahmanista can know your Adam is a Brahmanista. But from his actions, from his behavior, his thoughts, from the way he describes certain times. So he might be in that state. But mere being in that state cannot be a Brahman study. So just against all the traditions, dead against.
But yet he helped you.
No, he helped me to help myself. That's the part.
That is a helper.
It's also. Help me to help myself.
Yes.
That's it. But I can't deny. That's the helper.
What are the other areas where you find disagreements?
But agreement is only 10%.
Only 10%?
90% is
disagreements.
But that 10% is more important than 90%.
Yes. Because 10% has got the major value.
My major weight?
Weight. Compared to the 90%. 90% is very insignificant.
No, but compared to this. So far as I am concerned.
Yes.
Others will be deluded to this cause. And in India, I cannot answer that. Unless he is really the world to make the God. Others cannot answer
that. In India?
Mecca.
A real Mecca.
That if he's going to become a real Mecca, then only he'll accept it. If he's going to be in peace, in this tree, if it is there, only he can accept it. All of the same sons, all the passion. The sadhus, the so-called devotees. It's a goody-goody business. He gets, he keeps it. So.
So who is benefited?
Someone. Apparently he's going to have some action. He's going to give someone somewhere. No, no, who? He's not in his hands.
Expresses itself naturally, it uses the background. So, for expression, the expression of it is how it's rejected everything that was considered to be sacred, including the person who you thought would lead you there and put you there, you see. So, when once that is finished, you can't say anything about that man, because you have freed yourself from everything. Everybody thought, felt and experienced before, so that is thrown out of your system. So the only things I use are just the words without any images around. I have used some words to give expression to this. So how can you see anybody who freed himself from the entire past recommend anything that you see they rejected? That's what I am saying. So they cannot recommend you see meditation. Everybody has to go through it. I went through it. I listened to this man. I practiced everything that is there in the test book. So I cannot recommend meditation of any kind to you. So if you want to meditate, go ahead and meditate. I have no interest. Do what you like. I am not here to free you from this. From anything, but that's not my interest. Because I don't know that I am free. That is the point. I have no way of finding out whether I am free or not free. Not in the Vedantic sense, neither in bondage, not in that sense at all. No way of finding out anything about myself. So I cannot tell myself that I am a free man. What does freedom mean? The one thing that is clear is that the demand to be free from anything doesn't seem to be there. There is no question of my freedom. So I cannot suggest anything that I did and that I tried and then rejected. The problem here is, you see, if I try to give you some kind of a technique, hint it, you see, then this is as ridiculous as absurd. You can't say that this is a pathless thing and create another.
Are not all jivamuktas?
I don't know about all the other jivamuktas.
This freedom, I think people, they don't want responsibilities.
That is not, I'm not talking about freedom at all. Freedom.
No, see, they demand the man to be free.
But these people are not talking about that freedom, you see. The freedom that will free them from everything.
So what you say is difficult to understand. If I experience it, that means I wash away your experience.
Certainly, mine becomes already outdated, outmoded, passé.
So is it a changing freedom?
Not changing.
Your experience.
You come to a point where it dawns on you that there is no such thing as a new experience. It is not my experience, a novel experience which I am talking about. However extraordinary, that is why all the mystics, you see, try to interpret things, talk about their experiences. That's a very little experience. No experience. At all. You see, all that we experience, our extraordinary maybe, is a petty little experience. All this bliss, beatitude, love, immensity, experience, nothing. Nothing. It's a driven, absolute gibberish. So this, you see, does not mean that I am free from those experiences. You see, they are there. So the triviality of those experiences, are giving importance to it, or sharing, there's nothing to be shared here. That's why I make fun of this sharing is caring, you know, the Salvation Army people during Christmas. You don't have the red street corner there in America. Sharing is caring. So they want your money or something.
So how do you have it and why I don't have it and he doesn't have it?
What do I have? I don't know what I have. You seem to know what you don't have. That's the only difference. See, you have to take my word, even if you don't take my word and reject it, it really doesn't matter to me. The thought that I am different from others never enters me. So there is no question of my helping you, there is no question of freeing you from anything. The thought that I am different from you. Yes, when you ask me, are you a man or a woman, then the knowledge I have about this thing comes into operation because you are triggering that. You are playing this tape recorder, this computer, you are setting it. The printout is the knowledge that is. So your question is your answer, not mine. Are you alive or are you dead? I really don't know. So if you ask me the question, you are alive or dead, yes, I am very much alive because of this that in the earth. So when the knowledge is not there, you have no way of knowing anything about you. So this has no value for this individual, no value. Some strange thing, hierarchical thing, thrown up by nature. You see, this, if there is anything as evolution, I really don't know if there is. You see, the people who have observed it. And even those who have observed it, you see, now say that Darwin's theories are no good. No good. You know? So the theories change from time to time, so we cannot assert if there is any such thing as evolution. Or you make a statement when the revolutions take place, when evolution slows down, all these stories we are flooded with. But you make a jump there. See, mutation, nature, doesn't take place in perfected species. It always takes place in degenerate species. You know? Why this jump is there, we really don't know. So if you prepare somebody to become an enlightened man or a Jivan Mukta or a Buddha, you are pulling yourself into your game. It comes out of nowhere. So that individual cannot say, the before and after wash, it's possible only in the commercials, it's a servant and what other things they sell here, I don't know, washing powders. Before, there is no before and after. So before and after comes only when there is a point. So do you not know, the memory is there, the actual memory is there, you see. It's sharper than ever before. So factual matters are there that is important. So use words, no other value. The language has no use for me at all. You see, if you want to play with those words, create stylistic devices to impress upon somebody, it is good. But otherwise, language is not that I don't have the language. The means to express myself is all the time I'm saying there's nothing to express, nothing to understand.
You heard some words.
The
verse doesn't come.
It was there in the book.
The book.
I don't know how it operated, but now you see I don't have any powers, I admit. Honestly, I don't have any. If I had any, I wouldn't even know. You see, there's no question of you. See, they are themselves questionable powers, you see. Because, you see, there is no looking into somebody. You see, your thoughts, I don't know. Maybe it's possible for you to read my thoughts. It's not possible for me to read your thoughts. There's no need for me to read your thoughts. So, the powers you use for what? What do you use these powers for? Assuming for a moment that they are powers, what do you use them for? You
it's a means of exploitation. I have, you don't have, I'm going to use you, I'm going to deal you, I'm going to help you, you see, you know. So, the healing is out, you see. The miracles are out. If others perform miracles, it's fine. You see, if others, for whatever reason, want to heal, the life itself has the healing power. If it cannot heal itself, you see. So that is limited to the body. This has a framework. This morning I was saying, death is just a recycling process. You don't like to put it that way. So we are now, you see, trying to use medicine and correct something. See, just the way you are repairing an automobile or whatever you want to call it. When you cannot repair it anymore, you bring spare parts from somewhere else, replace the spare parts and make it work. So if those spare parts don't work anymore, you junk this and then they recycle. So in exactly the same way, the body has to be recycled by nature. See, you know, the putrefaction of the body is a recycling process. What comes, what nature creates out of this, we really don't know. What is put together is... So for this body, there is no death. You see, there is no question of experiencing death by yourself or by anybody. So in that sense, there is no death, there is no birth. You see, one point you fix, you say this is birth, and this is death, you see. So in between is all that is there. Somebody, Mahesh was once asking me the question, what is there, you see, between birth and death, buddy, there is only black label, I said, he drinks it. He was drunk and he asked me the question, the purpose of life, the meaning of life. Look here, you see, don't ask us idiotic questions. He picked it up, I see. And shall we sell it, you see, to the black label? You know, black label is a particular wine, brand of wine. So black label is the, you are, I said, you are born enlightened, you die enlightened. In between what is there is only black label. You don't drink, don't bother about it. So he wanted to sell this to the black label. They are not interested in enlightenment. You are interested in enlightenment. So be content that you are born enlightened and die enlightened. You see, you know, in between there is nothing there, you see, to worship. So the question of birth and death does not concern the body. So it is the entity that is interested in their life after this, that and the other, in their enlightenment or not enlightenment. Sorry, I don't know.
Then what is it that burns and that dies?
Yeah?
It doesn't concern the body.
Yes.
So what is it that is born and that dies?
So the body, you know that, you see, when Devarapada was asked, are you born? He asked the question. How did you interpret that? Are you born? Why are you concerned about death? Are you born? So you will not be dead. That is why I am very cruel with all those people who come and ask me the question, if they ask me, what is your death? I say, you really want to know about death? The only way you can find out about that is now. To die. Now. Not that dying you yesterday is poetic romantic stuff. You just forget about dying. Supposing you jump, commit suicide, you would not know anything about it. So the experiencing structure that is interested in continuity up to a point and beyond is not going to be there. So no matter what anybody says, that is there after life, that question has no meaning. You see. I say no, somebody else says yes, I was there 700 years ago, I am Satya Sai Baba, I am going to be Prem Sai Baba. Alright, if you want to listen to all that crap, believe and be fooled by those people, fine. You have no way of testing the validity of those people. And all these regression techniques that these people are indulging in. There is one, there is, I think she's Ross, some kind of woman. has completely moved on and experiences of death. They all say that we go through the tunnel, we experience this, that and the other. How can death be experienced? They all give the same description of how we go through that. She didn't come, but many of her followers, ardent followers.
Some near death, and the person was on the top and was seeing what the operation was being done, and then again came back.
Nothing, sir, nothing. If you want this,
swallow all. Friends, Professor Ramakrishna Rao, he experienced the same thing.
Yeah, yes.
That is because of high blood pressure.
Like I told him, what was your high blood pressure? I asked him. You can increase your blood pressure and experience any damn thing you want. Absence of body consciousness, look at your body out there. So, how can you separate yourself and look at the body? You see, what is it that you are experiencing, and what's so marvelous about you experiencing the absence of your body? It's not in your interest to experience. If body consciousness goes once, it's gone forever. It's not in your interest. That's why I was saying, you don't have the observer to be observed in all these rubbishes this morning. Don't repeat those phrases and throw those phrases at me. It's alright, you can sit in front of a rose and imagine that you see the observer, if the observer, there is neither the observer nor the body. You are making love to your girlfriend or wife or any case, the case may be, sir. Apply this observer in the observer. Can there be love making? Can there be sex? Can there be anything after that? So don't talk about stupid. You can go there and discuss everlastingly. The observer is the observed, neither the observer nor the observed. What is all this? What for you are telling me all this? People thrash this out, Rikishi Viveka, Shankaracharya, threadbare. No metaphysics, you see. So nobody is fooled by these empty words, fancy words. So if you want to fool yourself, so it is not in your interest to feel the absence of or experience the body consciousness. It doesn't go that easy. It is not in your interest to lose the body consciousness, except when you have high blood pressure or do some things with you. What for do you want? Be in a state of no body consciousness, as I want.
So that the body is become ashes, so the matter ends there.
What do you mean? It doesn't end. It enriches the soil, something wonderful comes up. Enriches the soil, the carbon content. That's why you have lately throwing this, you are more useful to nature dead than alive. You are useless. You are useful only to the doctors, not to the nature. You see, you will be useful to nature. Nature has use for you when you are dead, not alive. Doctors can make, I'm not joking. The recycling is a very important factor in the what you call is the process of what is called life. We don't know it clearly. All the attempt of man from the beginning to know about life is a time because you using thought is your byproduct. It is totally different from the source. So this cannot understand the source at all. So you can speculate, imagine, fantasize, talk about this, that and the other. But the byproduct is no way of knowing anything about this. So that is what this man has always tried to understand the source of. So that is something living. That's what I am saying, fear and greed. This tremendous energy it is. You want to destroy that energy for what? For spiritual purposes? Anger, what an extraordinary thing it is, you see there. Such an anger cannot hurt anybody. One who is trying to free from anger is the one that will hurt others. Not when there is anger, not when there is fear. You see,
It's something, it's living, live, extraordinary expression of energy. How can you destroy that? You get destroyed. You say you can't touch them. It's like touching a live wire universe. But see, Mama's songs are this. It's more interesting. So, yeah.
You recorded all this?
Yes, because
voice activated.
We recorded that?
Yeah.
Good.
Why good? I have said this earlier sometimes.
This picks up whenever there is a voice, otherwise it goes on. Voice activated.
So it goes on office?
Automatically. We are talking, it picks up. Voice activated.
Everything is automatic.
You are also the
android.
To accept that, you see.
Even the.
It's a computer, but an extraordinary computer. The whole culture, you see, has emphasized that you mustn't be a machine, just act automatically, you know, act this way, that way, you see. And all your actions are modeled after the behavior patterns of Rama, of Krishna, or other sages, saints and saviors of mankind. You cannot act. So that has created the suffering for you. You must struggle.
You must just two songs also. The same thing.
The amount of energy you put into that. They are false. They falsify you. So if that energy is released, what is it that fails? You can't do? You have known Mr. Balram Reddy for some time.
No.
You met him for the first time here?
2 months ago he came here.
Oh, I see. That's not. Mushwa. Jolly Mushwa.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you want to do? Want to go to the toilet? No. No?
Duration is half an hour. You say? 60 minutes.
Yes,
Manabhanga Mani Mate Upacharagada Yena Mani Daralli ಇರಬಾರದಯ್ಯ ಮನಭಂಗವ ಮಾಡಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಉಪಚಾರಗಳ ಏನ ಮಾಡಿದರಲ್ಲಿ ಇರಬಾರದಯ್ಯ ಕುಂದುಗಳ ಎಣಿಸಿ ಕುಚೋಚ ಕುಮಂತ್ರಗಳ ಒಂದೊಂದು ವರ್ಣಗಳ ಎತ್ತಿ ಚರಿತು ಕುಂದುಗಳ ಎಣಿಸಿ ಕುಚೋದ್ಯ ಕುಮಂತ್ರಗಳ ಒಂದೊಂದು ವರ್ಣಗಳ ಎತ್ತಿ ಚರಿದು ಹಿಂದೆ ಭಂಗಿಸಿ ಮುಂದೆ ಉಂಬಲಿಯ ನೀಡುವುದು ಮುಂದಲೆಯ ಕೊಯ್ದು ಮುಡಿಹೂವ ಮುಡಿಸಿದಂತೆ ಮುಂದಲೆಯ ಕೊಯ್ದು ಮುಡಿಹೂವ ಮುಡಿಸಿದಂತೆ ಮಾನಭಂಗವ ಮಾಡಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಉಪಚಾರಗಳ ಏನ ಮಾಡಿದರಲ್ಲಿ ಇರಬಾರದೆಯ ನಗೆಗೀಡು ಮಾಡಿ ನಾಲ್ವರ ಮುಂದೆ ಮೊಗ ಕೆಡಿಸಿ ಮಗಳಿಬ್ಬಾರದು ಮನ್ನಿಸಿಲಾಲಿಸಿ ಮಿಗಿಲಾದ ವಸ್ತ್ರಗಳ ಭೂಷಣಗಳ ನೀಯೇ ಮಿಗಿಲಾದ ವಸ್ತ್ರಗಳ ಭೂಷಣಗಳ ನೀಯೇ ತೊಗಲ ಮೂಗ ಹರಿದು ಚಿನ್ನದ ಮೂಗುತಿಯ ನಿತ್ತಂತೆ ಮನಭಂಗವ ಮಾಡಿ ಮತ್ತೆ ಉಪಚಾರಗಳ ಏನ ಮಾಡಿದರಲ್ಲಿ
Namacharya-ji, you are not making any point. We really want to know, after having heard all this Babu has said, do you see any change in the way he puts things out? No, not that this change. Some of us are able to see the change.
No, I am not seeing it.
Huh? The way you put things across.
Same thoughts, same ideas, same way. I'm saying.
You at that time you were saying that nobody can understand him and it's not correct.
Same. Well, the same.
Same.
Or better. Same.
Okay, sir, what do you make out of all this? What is this?
Make of what?
What has been, he has been saying for so long time?
Can't make it.
Huh?
Can't make anything of it.
Can't make it. The honest statement.
What was your impression when you met him first?
Oh, first I thought it was some great personality. First I saw him.
Somebody had to say.
So brilliant.
Somebody had to say, he was walking in the street and all that.
Then, first time I met him on the road. With Mason and some other So, just stuck up for 1 minute.
That is a brilliance. Something you had to say somewhere.
Something that stuck. What our admiration, automatically. And I told him, come on.
But what is that myth, sir? You are never speaking again over the enlightenment for a long time. What is that myth? For a long time, you never spoke. And only for the first time you spoke, you should say something like that, he says in the book.
What is that?
Not a myth, the fact.
Huh?
I gave up my lecturing.
Not the same. Complete silence you see.
No, silence.
It was not silence.
Never was I silent.
Unless you were put to ask, maybe to speak, put some question. Otherwise you would say silent. That's all. You must drag him and make him talk.
No, no, what happened out of him? What idea? Were you completely silent till you met Mr. K?
See, you say the copy is there.
The very same week I started there. You see, there, the record is there.
I see.
One Mr. Jock Hislop, the follower of Sai Baba, he was in the time Krishnamurti. He was in Krishnamurti for 4 years. So when this news spread in the Sanand Valley, he came with a tape recorder. He recorded everything. He was asking me every day for 1 week. While I was going through.
And all the records are there.
Yes, while I was going through these changes, I talked about them.
All of these records?
Yes.
Yes, Baba.
Yes.
They were it.
But one thing, first meet Pandaga, for nearly 2 years, he was talking about this chemical chain, the chemical reaction, the mutation, all that. And now, of late, I'm seeing he's not talking about
it. Exactly, that's what I want to know.
Yes, sir. That's all.
No, for 2 years,
he was talking about it.
Nagaraj, in the beginning, I did it under the delusion. That by explaining the whole thing in pure and simple physical and physiological terms, it will help people to free themselves from the stranglehold of centuries of brainwashing. You know that this is something religious, something extraordinary, and so on and so forth. Then after a while I realized, especially from Valentine, how she experienced all the things that I've talked about, not only Barry and other people. Every morning she used to get up and tell me, you see, her experiences. Relating what I, exactly the same way, describing the same way I talked about you. Because she is the one who has listened to me from the time, from the very beginning, until a few years ago. Never did she miss, you see, my conversation. For some years she recorded, then I decided that she should not do that anymore, so I stopped her, forcibly stopped her. That was some years ago. And then I realized that, you see, it is as dangerous as anything else because people simulate these things. When they listen to this, they simulate these things. And it is as absurd as any other misunderstanding. So it stops.
I differ from you there. You see, the way you were describing it, you are able to feel that is the way that has to happen. And when they took it so seriously, because they were not prepared, they felt something wrong. So many people.
But he didn't say what he wants to say.
Yes. The result is Valentine. And you will also both say, where is Valentine? That is
the Lajumadar. I don't know, there was a side comment.
No,
but what he is saying
will happen only that way. So that's why.
No,
sir, but there are thousands of people in that condition in the United States.
I know. There is no guarantee. Only thousands of people are in that condition. And I give a name also.
And it is genetic, they say.
So, sir, now you have made very clear. But that means for quite a long time you are under the impression that you might help people to get away from the feeling of what is actually
wrong. That this has a religious content.
Yes.
And that is something which you need to go through all its demands and things, you know.
Prepare for it, try for it.
Try for it, and then suddenly it struck me that is, no matter what you say, people would simulate these things and trap themselves into some situation or
other. Which
is no different from the people who experience religious. That's all. It took a little time for me to realize.
I see.
Especially when Valentine started talking about her experiences.
Not a little time, a few years.
Others I can understand, Barry and other mad people. She was not mad. So she was talking about these things, you know. I said, Valentine, ignore all those things that are happening to you. You are listening to me all the time. You are trying to relate them to the way you are functioning, you are. So it does not really mean anything.
That means even after a couple of years you thought this is how you start to say.
But then you realize it only later. At the when you were well,
beginning I felt that necessary. Not now. So anybody who came to me and threw all this religious stuff at me,
so
he should be made to understand. At least he should be pointed, very clearly that it has no religious connotation.